It's time for Ghost Talk, 90 minutes about everything paranormal. Our panel tonight features members of the Crossings Paranormal Research Team. Dr. Chuck Murphy, parapsychologist. Elizabeth Harbin, team leader and paranormal investigator. Jed Williams, tech manager. Lou Ann Morris, research expert. And Carrie Glazer, animal communicator and psychic medium. Now your host, Elizabeth Harbin.
Well, hello, everyone. Welcome to Ghost Talk.
Yes, welcome.
And tonight, right now at this moment, it is just the way myself. Poor.
But we're so delightful. We know you will want to hear us. Especially if you need a nap.
that did happen on Wednesday show, actually. Actually, I come to find out that we didn't put them to sleep. What happened was she had muted herself.
Yeah.
And we didn't know she had done that. And so, anyway. But Jenchella has had COVID.
Da-da-da.
And Carrie has had family emergencies. And it's been very, very stressful. She's had COVID as well. So it's been very stressful on her and her family. So please send both of them really good, positive thoughts that their lives get back into sync. Dr. Chuck is having problems getting in online or talking to us. And so we're going to just kind of briefly go over a couple of things. We want to remind our listeners that if you miss our live podcast, there's always a way to catch us, either through going through Blog Talk On Demand or Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, or Pandora, and Reason FM and Audible.com. Audible.com. I've gone and looked at all the different formats, and we're up to date.
Oh, good.
On all of them. So you won't miss anything there. If you have questions for Dr. Chuck, please send it to ghosttalk2020@gmail.com. That's ghosttalk2020@gmail.com. If you'd like to set up an investigation with the Crossings Paranormal Research Team, send a request to Dr. Chuck at Dr. Chuck Murphy. That would be drchuckmurphy@gmail.com. drchuckmurphy@gmail.com. And he will respond as quickly as possible. And don't forget to follow us on Facebook / Ghost Talk Radio News. For updates on shows, events, or specials, I believe we're also on Instagram under Ghost Talk Radio News, I believe.
I'm not sure.
Jenchella, where are you? We need this information.
Yes.
So anyway.
Please text.
Please text me this information. So basically what we're doing is we're just kind of waiting around to see if Dr. Chuck can get online. And if not, we'll talk about this. If you want to join us next Wednesday, we are going to be doing our infamous, famous, We Call You psychic readings on the 24th. They'll start at 6 o'clock, and they'll go to, I think we usually stop at about 8 or 8:30, but it's 20 minutes for $30. And all you have to do is just send us an email. And it's probably the easiest thing to do is just send it to elizabethharbin.me@gmail.com. And let me know that you're wanting to get a reading and give me your phone number. And then what I'll do is I'll turn right back around and I'll get back in touch with you and tell you the times that we have available. And it's 20 minutes. So if it starts at 6, so that'd be 6 to 6:20, 6:20 to 6:40, 6:40 to 7. And then we continue with the 7 o'clock hour. And depending upon how many people we get and how big the response is how far we'll go out into the time frame. I don't believe we're going to go past 9 o'clock because that gets a little late for us and all of us have to really work the next day. So we're trying to be respectful of people's time. Plus, it's very time consuming as well. But if you'd like to be a part of that, please join us next Wednesday by letting us know beforehand that you would like to do a reading. And just, again, send it to elizabethharbin.me, M-E, at gmail.com. And I will respond as quickly as I can and get you set up for your reading. We take Zelle or Venmo, and I'll give you all the information on that as well. So, Luann, have you got anything that...
Well, I did look at the, I should look at the calendar, huh? And I did look at the questions and was very interested in that question about, I saw my first dark shadow out of the corner of my eye and it scared me to death. What do I do? I thought it would be interesting to kind of talk about that a bit.
Okay, go ahead.
Oh, okay. Well, from my opinion, you need to just take a deep breath, make sure that you are calm, and turn to see if you can see anything. And if you don't, then I would be prepared for the next time by being grounded. And that can mean several things, either carrying a hematite or an obsidian, or some other stone that you feel grounds you. And then you can feel protected when something else comes along instead of feeling like, oh my God, what do I do? Elizabeth, what do you do?
Well, I'm trying to remember the last time I actually saw something that looked like a shadow figure. It's been a long time.
We have it in your hallway all the time.
The one that probably scared me the most was, or it really disturbed me, was when my brother was here. And he had finally gotten him to where he could at least get a little bit of rest and go to sleep, had gotten him back on a schedule so that he would be taking his meds at the proper time so that his pain level could be managed. He had stage 4 cancer. And so I was walking back. I could look into the bedroom where he was from my office. And I'd walked into my office and I had sat down and I turned around and looked and I saw that black shadow. And that black shadow was literally trying to walk into my office. And in my mind, I'm going, oh no, 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 we don't do that. And then I recognized what it was. And then I realized that it was actually cancer, that it had morphed into this black entity and that it was anger and it was mad and it was hatred and it was wicked and evil and you name it. It was just disgusting. And I said in my mind, no, we don't do that. We don't want you here. You are not welcome here. Do not go back into that bedroom. Get out of this house. That's it. You're not hanging around. And so finally, I felt like I could look over there and nothing was following me. And I no longer felt like there was cancer walking around the house. Yes. But then sometimes what happens is once we do our radio shows, I know Luann was over here helping me a lot during that stage with Bob. And we literally saw like people, like shadows going back and forth, and we knew that we were headed to Bob's room where he mm-hmm. was, and we knew that we're walking because we could turn around and look, and you could almost hear the footsteps. There were quite a few people, so we figured one of them would be my mom, his dad.
none of it seems threatening.
No, absolutely. No, it was just, yeah, we're checking on him. No, he's not ready yet. We're just coming by to say hello. We're getting him ready to, you know, to move on. Because by that time, we knew he had pretty much lost hope. He was just that was kind of like gone. And so we were just trying to figure out something to do to assist him and help him with that. So sometimes they can be negative situations, and sometimes they can actually be where you're seeing it from a perspective of it's people walking back and forth.
That's why I don't think you should panic when you see it first.
You need to get the feel of it first, because I wasn't sure what that was. And I knew it came from his room, but I wanted to make sure it wasn't my mom. I wanted to make sure it wasn't his dad. I wanted to make sure that it wasn't something that I should just like, you know, okay, you're really the archangel and I'm trying to shoo you away.
Yeah.
Once it got close enough into the room, that's when I'm going, oh, I know what you are.
Out.
Damn spot.
Shadow spot.
Like, get out of here.
But then the other shadows that were up and down the hallway, those never seemed to be.
It was never a negative situation. No. It was never anything of a harmful. And once you've experienced something that you know is really of a negative nature, you have to stand your ground. You have to let it know. Oh, we don't put up with that. No, we're not having that.
Outside this house.
Right. The other time was when Carrie, I think it was when we were doing our Halloween.
It may have been when she threw that person out the window.
Yeah.
I shouldn't say person.
But that energy.
The energy that was here to mess things up.
And come to find out, it really helped us because we discovered all these new pieces of information because of that.
Yeah.
So sometimes it can actually be a benefit. One of the things that you have had happen to you when you first felt the energy come around you, the very first experience that you had where your entire body did that vibration. Did you see anything?
I think I was so surprised. I'm not sure. I could have seen shadows, but I would not say absolutely, because I was concentrating more on the feeling that was happening.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't expecting to be touched or to have that entity. There was more. There were 17, 18 people that were leaving. And we knew that because the person there who opened up the closet, you know, she says, oh, there's so many people here. And I think it was 18.
Wow.
And so as it happened to me, I knew that they were leaving.
Right.
But I have never been touched like that.
Mm.
It was like they were patting me from my heels all the way to the top of my head, like, okay, bye.
Wow.
And I've never had that sensation before. So I didn't want to scream and run from the room like a girl, but I wanted the experience. I knew that I needed an experience on what it was like, because I really had not.
Right.
You know, I've seen entities out of the corner of my eye too, but I've never felt threatened. I had an incident happen at home Saturday night. I was hoping to ask Dr. Chuck about, but I had gone to bed very early, so I woke up in the middle of the night, 3 a.m. And I was just kind of laying in bed with my eyes closed thinking, well, great, I'm awake. And all of a sudden, my light clicked on in my bedroom, and I screamed, hey. And when I did, the light clicked off. And when I jumped up out of bed, there was no one there. My front door was locked, and my sliding glass door would not come open. It was locked.
Wow.
So was that someone, maybe? Yes.
Now, I think Dr. Chuck is the one that has said there are stories pertaining to those kinds of situations, and they do take things of a personal nature. Your watch can be missing. Your phone could be missing.
Well, my switch went missing.
Okay. I mean, it could be one of those where, and it really depends on who you've been around. I mean, it gets you to go back and think, who was I around? What did I have happen?
Well, you know, I didn't feel anything odd. We had done readings that day.
Yeah, that was Saturday, right? Uh-huh.
We had done readings that day, but I did not feel any attachments or.
Mm-mm. No, it ran pretty well. I mean,
and I didn't feel off. You know, sometimes you feel off and
yeah.
And somebody might be hanging out. Mm-hmm. And I didn't feel that either.
And the people that you and I read for, they were just genuine, really interested in what we were doing.
Yes.
And how does this happen? And
yes.
None of that dun dun dun.
None of that folding of the arms saying, okay, show me something.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. They were very open and they were very courteous and kind. And
absolutely.
I didn't feel like they had any kind of attachments either.
Mm-mm. No, not at all.
Everything seemed positive and open.
So you can have experiences of different things, but you try to rule out different
mm-hmm.
situations. The main thing that we try to stress is to stay as calm as you possibly can.
Yeah. Because you need to make that assessment first.
You really have to decide what is that, and then you can do your plan of action. So my event took place on Friday. Was it Friday, I think? And I had an 8-ounce glass in my sink.
Yeah.
And I had walked over because I noticed a larger glass in the tray. I was picking it up. And I was thinking, what in the world is in this glass? And as I started to lean over into the sink, the 8-ounce glass that was sitting in the sink exploded. And glass went everywhere. And right after that, I started going through the house, yelling as loud as I could, usually what I say, which I'm not going to repeat on the air, but it was, you're not welcome here, get out, whatever this is, I'm done with this, no more, blah, blah. And I had one of those moments where I just felt like somebody had put their either arms around me or wings around me or something along those lines going, I got you, it's really okay. You know, it's
yeah, because the glass was sitting still in the sink.
Sitting still, and there was no water in the sink either.
Yeah, because, you know, sometimes if you run hot water in a cold sink, some things can break.
Sure, and I could understand that one. Really, I could understand
that. But
it
completely shattered, not just broke.
I've never seen a glass shatter. Normally, you have little bits and pieces, but then you have the top part of the glass or, you know, the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
The bottom was shattered, and it's like, you know, half an inch thick.
Wow.
And it was like, good Lord. So anyway, but it was one of those get out, you know, blah, blah. But the main thing was to try and be as calm as possible, you know, that kind of thing. So that's what you do when you have you see something that you believe is dark. You have to, you know, feel, okay, what was that? I finally figured out what it was and how that it manifested itself.
It was negative energy, right?
Definitely negative energy. And then I didn't have, I mean, we had a couple of stumbling blocks where we were both kind of, so, well, what's going on over in your area? And I was saying, well, this is what's going over in, you know, in my area. But it was never anything of a, you know, like, well, that was dangerous. That really was. That was kind of dangerous. But fortunately, I didn't get a mark on me, nothing. You know, I didn't have my glasses on. But
wow, you could have been blinded.
Mm.
I think that also we can kind of get that same vibe of, you know, how your hair stands up on your neck
mm-hmm.
or on your arm. And those kinds of things are kind of a signal to pay attention.
Yeah. And I had no clue. Just all of a sudden I knew that I needed to reach over there and pick that glass up. And as soon as I picked that glass up, I think that's what helped.
Shielded
was
you?
Like a shield of some sort, because I had it literally in front of my face.
Mm-hmm.
And because I could see a piece of glass fly by on my left side. I saw a piece fly over. But what startled me so much was the severity of the sound. It was so loud. I actually thought at one point somebody had shot at me. And it was the window that was imploding and then the glass. I mean, mm-hmm. it was that loud. So it's also highly recommended to sage your house, smudge your house, take a bell, ring the bell all through the house, some sort of sound. If
to
you
break
have
up the negative energy.
Mm-hmm. Anything that can make some noise that your intention is for it to move the energy and that sort of thing.
Always important.
Mm-hmm.
And
so
I think that when you're sensitive to that sort of thing, mm-hmm. you kind of know when things are getting clogged.
Yeah, that's really a good point. That's a really good point. It lets you know right quick that you need to be doing something of a different
mm-hmm.
nature.
Exactly.
That's for sure. Well, it's just Luann and myself tonight, and I think what we're going to do is wrap it up. Dr. Chuck just could not get in. We were kind of afraid that might happen. So anyway, thank you so much for listening in. We hope to have a longer show next time in June. So we're just going to leave you with this. If you feel like you have a issue or a situation, please get in touch with us. We'll be glad to forward all emails to Dr. Chuck. If you feel like you have something that you need to have addressed, don't hesitate to give us a call or to actually, it's probably better to go ahead and give us an email, because we do send you documentation to fill out. You know, it's not just, oh, okay, well, we'll just jump right over. It's one of those we get you to think it through, what's happening, what's going on.
Yeah, it's about 8 pages.
It's about 8 pages long. So we're wanting, I mean, it's in depth. So anyway, those kinds of things. So in the meantime, join us in June. And don't forget, if you're wanting to get a VIP reading from
next week,
Luann, Carrie, and Elizabeth, send it to elizabethharbin.me@gmail.com. And I will get back in touch with you really quick. And for those of you that are in the McKinney area, tomorrow night I will be reading at Uptown Boutique in downtown McKinney on the square.
And we still have time to mention it, but in June, mm-hmm. we'll be in Denton on
That's
the 25th.
Right. We will be. Shambhala. So those of you in Denton waiting for us to show up, and it's on a Sunday, by the way. It's not a Saturday this time.
Yep.
It's going to be on a Sunday. We're really looking forward to it. The hours are 11 to 4.
Yes. And after the 1st of June, you'll be able to sign up for spots.
Yes.
On
That's
the
right.
website for Shambhala.
That's right. Right now, I have a few spaces available for the McKinney. You can also pre-book, but it stops at 12 noon tomorrow. So if you get this information, go ahead and book. We'd love to see you. We'd love to talk to you. It's always so much fun up in McKinney. I just love McKinney.
It's very nostalgic and vintage, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I mean, it really is. And I just love it. Okay. Was there anything else you want to add, Miss Luann?
No, cannot think of a thing.
Don't forget to check Luann's Herbal Lou product.
Yes, I'm getting some new jars for my body butter. They're going to be so pretty. Oh, and I'm experimenting now with a face serum.
Ooh, I volunteer.
Everybody gets a bottle.
I volunteer.
But you have to take your picture. You have to take
before.
Before.
And after.
Well, middle.
Before
I want you to do it
now.
For, yeah.
Yeah.
2 weeks.
Ooh, I can do that. Yes, I can do that.
Okay.
Sign me up.
All right.
I will actually come pick up the bottle.
Have you used this? No.
Yes,
well, forget you.
I have every day.
All right.
Don't you? Can't you tell? I don't even look like myself. Well, who do you look like? Okay. So as we mosey out of here tonight, we want to remind you that, yes, we live in a world that is full of challenges, conflicts, and crisis, but we also live in a world that is full of opportunities, solutions, and hope. We believe that peace and love are the most powerful forces that can transform our lives and our planet for the better. That's why we invite you to join us on our mission to spread peace and love globally through our online radio shows. And remember, together we can make a difference. Together we can create a world of peace and love. Sounds like the love boat does. Love boat. Okay, I won't make people go deaf.
Spread positivity.
Please do. Think real positive thoughts. And we hope to join you again in June with Ghost Talk. Until then, everybody take care.
Bye now.
Hello, and welcome to Metaphysical. Until we reconnect, stay healthy and hopeful. We realize that these are stressful times and we encourage you to seek professional connections if you or a loved one are having suicidal thoughts. Please go to the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-8255 TALK or text HELLO to 741741, which is the crisis text line. Both are free, open 24/7, and they will respond. Good night.
This is Foxy Jackson of iSpeakFoxy.com. Are you in an abusive relationship and need help safely finding your path to freedom? Call 1-800-799-SAFE. That's 1-800-799-7233. Or text the word SAFE to 88788. You may also chat with someone online 24/7 at www.thehotline.org. Be safe.
This is psychic medium Carrie Glazer, and you're listening to Make It So Network.